Some of the programs that are most effective at keeping kids out of trouble take place after class. In Newark, New Jersey, about 10,000 students spend their afternoons getting extra instruction and extra supervision. But as in so many states, a New Jersey budget crisis threatens extra help after school. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The sun is setting outside the First Avenue Elementary School in Newark, New Jersey, and these kids have been here since 8 this morning.
Miss Maris!
Yet ask the students in this after-school program if they want to be here at such a late hour, and they say it's better than the alternative.
I would have to go home, stay with my cousin, and just be bored for the rest of my life.
10-year-old Megan Sukram says she likes just about every part of the Newark after-school program. They get a late afternoon lunch, work on their homework, play games, and take a reading or math class.
Take out your fraction board.
Fourth graders in Ray Marin's class are learning about fractions with colorful bars of different sizes.
Try to make it fun and easy. If they weren't here with us, you know, God knows where. You know, maybe outside till times at night. I don't know.
Newark offers 73 after-school programs, which serve 10,000 students. Research shows most juvenile crime happens between 3 and 6 p.m., and many experts say after-school programs are the most promising way to narrow the achievement gap for poor and minority students. 11-year-old Andre Perez says he doesn't get into trouble as much now that he's at school until 6.
Me and my brother used to drive my grandmother crazy a lot. Because when I would go to my grandmother's, I would just sit around, watch TV, and not do my homework. That's how it used to be.
The Newark program has become a national model, but it's facing a $2 million budget cut. And program director Elnardo Webster says another 8,000 students are on the waiting list to get in.
The concept itself is not a hard sell. Most people realize that it's important and it's something that's needed. Putting dollars behind it is where you encounter the hurdles.
With budgets in distress, most states have no choice but to cut education funding. And schools usually protect classroom instruction at the expense of extracurricular activities. Even after-school programs that are funded by private agencies, like the one at PS 129, an elementary school in Harlem, struggle to provide enough space for all the kids who need it. Principal Adelphia Pierre says the choir and other popular programs like karate and dance give the kids incentive to stay focused during the school day. To prove her point, Pierre mentions a young girl who was on the verge of getting kicked out of school after assaulting a teacher.
This is a child that one day we had to call the police in the building. She was just totally out of control. But once she got into that choir and her other skill and her other talents started coming out, her behavior changed, not only in the after school, but certainly during the day, where now she stays in the room, much more respectful, because she knows that she wants to stay on the choir. That's one story. We have many.
Even schools that require parents to pay for after-school programs are finding there just aren't enough resources to meet demand. In Maplewood, New Jersey, where the after-school program can cost up to $350 a month, parents camp out overnight to register their kids. Kathy Batai says she turned up at 3:30 on a chilly April morning to get in line for the 9 a.m. registration.
There was a crowd of people already with sleeping bags, people with chairs, some people were asleep. It was amazing. What I heard was that people had arrived at 6 o'clock the night before, and that this year they're expecting it to be even worse than that.
Batai ended up on the waiting list, but eventually got her daughter into the program. The After School Alliance is one of several groups pushing for more funding for programs across the country. After school programs, the Alliance says, shouldn't be the first item on every school district's chopping block. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Newark, New Jersey.